at the transmitter, in those days, everything was vacuum tube, and the source of the high voltage was rotary. They had a double-ended two-commutator generator, DC, 2,000 volts on this armature and commutator, and 2,000 here, permanently you had 4,000 volts. And it was driven by an AC motor. And they were off in a room to one side. And I can remember working on that, transmitter. It was very, very interesting. The towers were right on the outside. And, of course, I was within the field of the towers. And as an aside, I get rather interested in the present concern about the effect of electromagnetic energy on people. Well, the point is this. I worked for years and years in the transmitter down there in Birmingham, and it hasn't affected me. And then I transferred in 1939 from Birmingham to Washington, D.C., right here. And I went to work for the Columbia Broadcasting System here at radio station WJSV. Now, JSV were the initials of James S. Vance, the owner of that station. At the time I moved here, it was located in Alexandria, and I worked at the transmitter down there. And I also worked at the construction of the new transmitter in Wheaton, Maryland, which was a 50 kW job. And that was located right next to the towers, which were directional. And we had to transmit at nighttime in a directional pattern because another station in Tulsa, KVOO, had the same frequency, and they broadcast directional with a null in our direction, just like we did with the null in their direction. And that was changed from a general coverage to directional at sundown.